This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today, this hour, by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. You can find out more about some of those great trade-ins they have of late at highplainsapache.com. You can also stop and see them, and that's what I would suggest. I think you're better off going to see the good folks at High Plains Apache myself, and because they just are good folks to deal with. They're in Mandan, right across from the old Bonanza, soon to be the Culver's there. When's that opening up, Todd, anyway?
Oh, it's right now. It's flat dirt. The Bonanza dirt. Sign is still there, though, so if you just look for the big Bonanza sign, you'll see where to go.
Maybe we could take the Bonanza sign, since they don't need it anymore, and put it over to PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA, since PetroServe USA sign is this... mangled metal still on the corner of what would that be? I guess that would be
State and Divide. And
State and Divide. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to High Plains Apache. Yeah, look for the Bonanza sign, and they're at 1701 East Side Court. Otherwise, look for, if you're on the eastern end of the state, Walmart, I-29 South, Exit 60, right there, High Plains Apache. They have the ET Ag Center with 50,000 sprayer parts, too. Every application part you can imagine, any make, any model. And as I mentioned, some great trade-ins lately, too. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Anyway, welcome to the program. So there's a lot to discuss today, and I left a lot of time open on the program today because, honestly, Friday's conversation was fascinating and fun. We did a new thing. We called it Frank Friday. In addition to playing music by artists with the first name Frank, most especially Frank Sinatra. That was kind of fun. And lots of Christmas music. We kicked off the Christmas music bumpers now till Christmas. We just kind of had some Frank talk. You know, let me be Frank, right? Yeah, exactly. So it's a good one, too.
Oh, by gosh, by golly. It's time for mistletoe and holly.
Doesn't that just calm you down when you hear that?
I mean, it does. It does. I love it. Yeah. I love the voice. I love everything about it. So anyway, I decided to leave some real estate today to just finish that conversation. And, for instance, there were a ton of texts that were great comments we didn't get to and just didn't get to all of your calls. And it's you know... Not something we like. We like to get you all in, but sometimes we just have more callers than we have airtime, more texts than we have airtime. So today, whatever's on your mind, let me know. I have to say two things are on my mind. One is New York City, because yet again we have a reminder of what's happening in this country at this hour to plot and plan and design your demise. That's what's going on right now. These radicalized jihadists, these terrorists. Thankfully, the one, in case you've missed it, the suspect that now has been in custody and transferred to a hospital, was an idiot. Evidently, because he strapped on a suicide vest, detonated it, and took himself down and nobody else. There were some other injuries around it, but obviously he intended to do much more. And that's the thing with some of these radicalized ones. They're not going to quite pull off 9/11 with three planes in the air all with a specific target. But this is the same way of thinking. Senseless murder. Terror. And here they hit the subway by the Port Authority bus terminal near Times Square, which is literally, Todd, about 10 steps from the hotel we stayed in with 62 North Dakotans.
Oh, wow.
This week. Walked back and forth from this area, you know, 20 times. You know, a little New York trip recently. Just brings it all home. I just take it as a reminder that every day that's what they're plotting and planning to do. So what do I need to do? be vigilant. I believe also be demanding of your elected leaders to say, what are we doing about this? When one of these happens, are we more interested in being politically correct and not saying something wrong and offending somebody and trying to say, hey, you know, we're all one people? Or are we recognizing threats among us? I saw an analogy the other day about the sheep and the wolf. So the sheep is far too many people in this country just kind of la, 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 la. Just going through, you know, hands over the ears. I don't like to talk politics. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to talk about it. Just let me do my little thing. The wolf is people like the suicide bomber, the enemy, those that mean to do us harm. The shepherds are the people that are saying, wake up. The shepherds are the people that protect us from the wolves. Law enforcement. Another example. What camp are you in? Sure hope you're not in the wolf camp, although there's some that are. Join the shepherd camp. Get out of the sheep camp. And if you're in the sheep camp, it's all you have time for to be in the sheep. At least listen to the shepherd. Pay attention. There's my 2 cents on New York today. That's when things like this happen, that's what I instantly go to. I'd be curious if you agree or disagree. Before 7:20 this morning, when this incident happened, our time, I've been thinking about Carson Wentz. Can you believe it? In one hand, I can believe it because this person, this man, this awesome athlete, this North Dakotan, this hometown hero, Carson Wentz, isn't afraid to live life. And by live life, I mean he's on the football field fearless. We talked last week with that NFL former Hall of Famer for the Miami Dolphins that was in town when he talked about, I mean, this guy scrambling for a foot, you know, a loose ball and unafraid and impossible not to love him. What a terrible turn of events to have him. And it was a play. I was watching it. I'm sure you were too. And I thought, gosh, look at it. Didn't even look that bad until they slowed it down. Did you notice that? I mean, it didn't really look like one of those. I mean, but I was cringing a little that, oh man, but it's a big game. They win in a comeback 43-35, but it cost him on a touchdown run. And it was a touchdown run that was called back too, right? Did I recall? His left, I guess, ACL. And now AP sources today are saying two different sources familiar with the injury telling the Associated Press doctors believe that he tore his ACL and he'll miss the rest of the season and the playoffs. Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker. No question about it. But bad things happen to good people. And can you think of anybody better equipped to say, all right, I'm just going to get better as quick as I can and motivate the rest of the team. But I just heard the collective, oh, no, all across North Dakota. It was unbelievable. Let me get to some of your calls here. Timothy in Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, this is Tim. But, you know, I was in Thailand 2 years ago. Even to go in the mall, they had security guards checking any kind of bags. If you had a purse, they checked for guns, weapons, bombs. Why don't New York or these big cities do the same thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, there's. I think it's just a matter of logistics. For instance, 6 million people a day travel the subway. So if you're going to do airport-like security at the subways for 6 million people a day in New York City, you'd probably. You know, I don't know. Maybe you could just have simple metal detectors or something that go off. You come to the side. I don't know, but I'm guessing that's why. You know.
Well, they checked it. Even if you had a knife, they took it out and left. You had to check it in when you left. That's when you got to check it out. Up jackknife.
How big is Thailand?
Well, there's 2.5 million people in Bangkok.
Yeah. And they're able to pull it off. It's, you know,
they,
as they say.
They sure do.
Yeah,
and, there's security guards. There's two at each door, and they're checking in. Just going in, coming out, they don't check. Just going in.
You know, again, I think you might, in that case, thwart it and push it somewhere else, but you can't have lighted, you know, you can't have security or metal detectors, you know, to get into Times Square, to get on the streets of New York, to get, you know, I agree with you that they ought to be prudent and do what they can where they can. But I've often thought that about the subway and trains. You know, I've taken the train from New York City to Connecticut before, and you know what? You just get on. You're like, well, I just got on. Nobody even, you know, why is it necessary to go through the security you have to with a plane, but not with a train? You know,
well, there's going to be idiots out there wherever you are.
That's the thing. That's what I'm getting at. I don't know if it's practical. I say do it, but if it's stuff, I don't know. Thanks, Timothy. Good point. Got us thinking.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck. Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Vandy, you picked this, right?
I did not.
It's Christmas in Hollis? Are you serious?
That's
in the rotation.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a new rotation now. Let's hear it a little bit here.
Great. The last one I was expecting you to pull out there.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at dark. When I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog. Oh, my God. A ill reindeer.
Trying to keep everybody happy here on What's on Your Mind. All kinds of Christmas music for you, but in all sincerity, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. We talked about the terror attack in New York City. We've talked about the unfortunate incident with Carson Wentz and the ACL. By the way, I don't think he's been to the doctor yet, right? We're just assuming from the outside that this is kind of presenting as such. So let's wait till we find out what the doctor says, and maybe it won't be as bad, and maybe he can do like he did in his senior year at NDSU, where he was injured, he was out, and the championship game comes, and I'll never forget sitting in Frisco, Texas, and hearing Chris Kleiman say, Carson Wentz is going to be the quarterback tomorrow. And the hair on the back of your neck stood up to say, what? You know, and Easton, who'd been incredible, you know, in a classy manner, steps aside. They go on to win the championship. Carson plays unbelievable. So, hey, it can happen, is what I'm telling you. It can happen. So let's not get too bummed out about everything that may or may not happen, okay? We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. Advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers right now are bringing you American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Brings you job and career opportunities for generations. Amazing innovations driving progress for generations. It's happening. Oil and gas producers of North Dakota are making that happen. And with the promise of even new and more emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. I also want to talk about Roy Moore and that election tomorrow. I don't know why, but Richard Shelby, the senator from Alabama, the other Republican senator who I met recently and found to be a gentle soul, but a wise bull, if you will, in the Senate. His comments about not voting for Roy Moore, he didn't vote for the Democrat either, but of course he's voting for the Democrat without doing it. Maybe step back a little bit. It didn't for Jeff Flake and the other grandstanders that have been using this issue, in my mind, to be critical of Donald Trump. But for some reason, in a new way, I at least took a step back when I heard Richard Shelby's comments. And I have them, and I'll play them here in a moment for you. And I just simply asked myself the question, do I want Roy Moore to win? More than I want sort of the truth to be known on all these accusations. For instance, if Roy Moore did some things when he was 30-something that he's not proud of, I'd much rather Roy Moore say, I did some things in my 30s I'm not proud of, I'm sorry, and let's move on. He has remained very steadfast to say, I did not do these things. His campaign spokesperson was on the Sunday shows yesterday making a very compelling argument that these are not true. But who do you believe? Who do you believe? So I asked myself, if I was an Alabaman, is that the correct term? Alabaman? If I was a Bama, if I was a Bama kind of voter, and I wanted a Republican there more than anything, who would I believe? How would I vote? What would I do? And what do you say to somebody like Richard Shelby, who too wants a Republican there worse than anything, but believes there's enough bad things about Roy Moore? See, the really complicating part of this is, set aside the accusations against Roy Moore for a second, and recognize Roy Moore is the exact opposite kind of Republican the swamp wanted there. Well, that's all the more reason I want him there. And I think I find myself swaying towards the side of saying I would vote for Roy Moore. I'm going to even assume that he's done some things that he shouldn't have done. We all have. And this is the thing that most people who pile on Roy Moore in a situation like that never talk about. You mean to tell me you haven't done things you're not proud of? You mean to tell me you're perfect and this guy's, hello? But I have to tell you, that's the tough thing about politics. A lot of times, if Roy Moore, for instance, had said on the heels of this, look, in my 30s, I don't recall everything, but I know enough to say this woman is now saying she was harmed by what I did. I'm sorry. Show some remorse. Instantly, that would be the campaign ad, right? Against you. And we are in a battle to save the United States of America as we know it. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Look what Donald Trump is up against. Look at his own FBI and what they are doing to take him out. The entity that's supposed to stand for law and order. No reasonable person can look at what's happening in the FBI or the investigation by Bob Mueller and go, I've got no problem with that. Everything's fine. All those guys are just kind of agitating. It is disgusting the amount of people that are in government. I mean, you got one guy in this middle investigation, we just found out now, that was at the Hillary Clinton victory night party. Remember that debacle? In the Javits Center, wasn't it called, in New York City, where those people were weeping and crying? I mean, if you go to that, you are consuming the Kool-Aid for Hillary Clinton. And now this person's supposed to be impartial and investigating. So that's a swamp, and we need people willing to be 100% put the body armor on and just go in there and fight. Just go in there and do battle for the truth. That's Roy Moore. There's no doubt about it. But I said before, I have some issues with him, even going back to what he did related to, you know, defying the Constitution. I've used the example before. I don't much care for. No, it's stronger than that. I hate the idea that we have Roe versus Wade and the settled law of the land by the Supreme Court that allows the killing of unborn children. Hate it more than anything. It's disgusting. Awful. But you can't defy the Constitution by that. You got to change it. So I want your thoughts on Roy Moore today, too. Richard in Fargo, you've been waiting to weigh in on the attack in New York City. What's on your mind?
A couple of things now that I've listened to you talking. Roy Moore, you know what? He's been a public figure all his life. If it wasn't important to you to bring these accusations up 30, 40 years ago, then apparently it's not important now. Something like this is hard to disprove, and I think there should be some type of legislation that says, you know, if after X amount of time, it's irrelevant. Which goes to Jeff Sessions.
That's very interesting. Very, very interesting, Richard. And I have to tell you, what you've just put into words is that one of the reasons that I've swayed to this side to say, you know, first of all, the question is, who do you believe, right? You got to ask yourself that question. And why would you believe Roy Moore? Precisely because these women just come forward now. That is just bizarre. Richard, hang on. We'll finish in a moment.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Can't have Christmas bumper music without Mannheim Steamroller. It just is, it's tradition, as we say, on What's on Your Mind. It's tradition. Got to do it. Got to do it. Most uncomfortable seat I've ever had. Keep it up, Manny, would you? I'm up for some more of it here. Pump us up. Saw them at the Fargo Dome. I don't know, Mahat. It's got to be 10 years ago now. Like row 77. Middle of the row, scrunched in like sardines. One of those concerts you're pretty sure you're going to be miserable by the time the thing's over, and I was not one bit miserable because the music was so good, like this right here.
Thanks a lot, man. Bring it.
Yeah, that was good. Yes, very nice, very nice. PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Some great deals for the Christmas holiday. Speaking of Christmas, I would plan on all of your stocking stuffer shopping is done right there at PetroServe USA, right when you're filling up and loading up on some of the goodies at PetroServe USA, because they have fidget spinners. Those are great. There's also lots of candy bars. It's a little Christmas tradition we have. Everybody gets their favorite candy bar. Mars King Size Christmas Snickers and Twix are 69 cents. New Hershey's Gold Bar Standard Size 59 cents. King Size $1.09. I would tell you the best Christmas stocking stuffer is all the NDSU apparel they have there. That's right. And you could register for that mega giveaway they do. And maybe you could put some PetroServe USA gift cards right there in their stocking. Pizza Corner pizzas are 2 for $11, two all month long. And a 4 for $4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items, all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. All right, Richard in Fargo, you were moving on from the Roy Moore point to something else. Go ahead.
Yeah. If ever I've seen a more evidence for a case of hate crime is the video of the three or four black youths that are beating up this handicapped boy. The one girl didn't get any jail time. The others haven't been sentenced. But if ever there was a case for quote-unquote federal hate crime, this would be it. And not only that, where is Jeff Sessions on a civil rights violation? Because if the roles were reversed here, that's exactly what would happen. And Jeff Sessions, in all reality, where is this guy, period, on anything? I've never seen a more worthless appointment ever. This guy does nothing. And there are so many things he should be bringing up for people he should be bringing up on charges there in Washington. But
yeah, I'm not to the point of believing Jeff Sessions is worthless. I am to the point of wondering whether or not he's up to the job in wrestling the swamp, which he clearly has a lot of there, right? I don't know how many employees there are. Nolan, the fact checker, can maybe check this out. The FBI, the Justice Department, the total amount of employees in the Justice Department, which I guess would probably include the FBI, you have, you know, seven or eight that are appointees of the President Trump, and the rest are our career folks. So he's up against the swamp. What's being done that we don't know about, I don't know, but I do question right. whether he's up for the fight. I'll give you that, Richard, for sure. That's a good point. Appreciate your call. Thanks a lot. Fred in Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, good morning, Scott. I listened to that thing this morning. I think it was about 7:30 or so. And they were giving the people who would be involved in a soft target attack, like that place in New York City, where you're familiar with, which is amazing. They were saying the first thing that you need to do is to hide. And the second thing you need to do when something like that happens, they've been saying this over and over again on all the news channels. First you hide, then you run, and then if you can't hide or run, or first you run, then you hide, and if you can't hide, then you gotta fight. And then the guy said, grab a fire extinguisher and fight back. Do anything you can do. Now, I got to thinking about that. A fire extinguisher? That's what you're supposed to fight back against a bomber or somebody with a gun? And then I got to thinking about North Dakota. We have lots of soft targets out here. Lots of soft targets. Every place you go, you need to be aware. But I'm not going to go grab a fire extinguisher. I have a right to carry permit. I have a 22 Magnum handgun that would take somebody out if it had to be. And I can't wear it anywhere. I can't go anywhere. I'm always breaking the law. I just challenge the North Dakota people, the people who have right to carry permits that are good, honest, abiding citizens that can have a right to carry permit, a concealed carry permit. I would challenge them next time they go to a place that has a sign up that says they can't take their gun in there. You better find out if the security guard's at that soft target, and they're everywhere. I can go out with a list. I would challenge everybody to make a list of some place that you can carry your concealed weapon in this state, in North Dakota. Now, New York is one thing, but North Dakota, here we are. We go to a sporting event. We go to work. Many people going to work. They can't even, the soft target signs, the signs no firearms, have been extended out to the parking lots. When people go to work, they can't even have a concealed weapon in a parking lot. Now, nevertheless, in where they're working. So, where are we at with this? I mean, is there any place I can go and defend myself anymore? Fire extinguishers aren't out in the parking lot, Scott. Where do you find something to defend yourself with? I thought that was just such a ludicrous thing for them to say, but you talked about sheep.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, I was just last week at a class at the North Dakota Safety Council on self-protection and predator awareness. And it was fantastic. I most appreciate the information that I learned that I can now give to my family members and just different things to be smart. So, I mean, I take that bit of advice to say if you didn't have a weapon, you weren't licensed to carry and you just needed something that, you know, that doesn't mean you're done. They give you a lot of really good tips. So first thing is just be aware and get training. And I think tomorrow night there is, another one of these courses that I attended in Bismarck is happening. Go to ndsc.org. Take that. The active shooter one you're talking about is another really good one. And, we talked about that on the air. Again, just from having them on the air, I learned so much. And there's also some in March. So that would be a great stocking stuffer. Speaking of stocking stuffers, to get loved ones to, it's $50, I think, is the fee. I mean, you learn so much. And things you just don't even think of. That having been said, certainly there's an inherent bias against the idea of people having guns. But no matter you know, if we overcome that or not, there's still going to be people that are going to be in harmful situations that don't have a gun. So there isn't anything wrong in my mind with being prepared and thinking about it. And that's why I'm passionate about what the Safety Council does. Go to that event tomorrow night in Bismarck. Last I heard, they had the spot still available for that tomorrow night. If you go to ndsc.org under the training registration, you'll find that. But I take your larger point for sure, Fred. There's no doubt about
that. Well, after they get done having their meeting, you should have them on the show. Let us ask them some questions, because a lot of times at those meetings, they got these guys that are they'll tell all the everything, and you don't get a chance to ask any questions. You don't get a chance to do anything. That's kind of worthless.
I don't know what meeting you're talking about, but I know that for instance, at the training session I was at Thursday night, this again, self protection and predator awareness, 4 hours long. From 5:30 to 9:30, and then we're, you know, you do actual hands-on. You do a little bit of classroom, you know, going through some different scenarios, watching some videos that are very helpful. And then, you know, you're doing with the people at your table, you're demonstrating the things that they teach you, and then you get a chance to ask all kinds of questions. So there's a lot of Q&A with the instructor. So you're going to the wrong conference, Fred, but take it in. Brian in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you today?
Great, sir. How are you?
Good. I have a couple of statements to make and facts to bring forth on this Roy Moore thing. First of all, there is absolutely no defense for any person in the workforce. If somebody wants to bring an allegation against you, they can make up anything as a white male in the workforce. There is no defense. You're presumed guilty, no matter if you did anything or not. And I would reach out and say that you're at risk as well, because there is no defense. Anybody, if they just get looked crossway at you, they could come up with some kind of crap, and you're presumed guilty. Now, my statement to all these left-wingers, period, is if somebody touches you or somebody puts their arm around you or does something inappropriate that you feel is so inappropriate, then it's your job to stop it. To say, I don't want it, I don't like it, I don't do it. If you don't do that, then you're participating, and that should be the end of the story. And I know the left-wingers are going to go nuts over that. But I really, truly believe that. There's got to be a line drawn in the sand. Now, I'm not condoning inappropriate behavior. Trust me, I'm not. But it's both parties' responsibility to bring it out.
Yeah, and it's I am. I'm listening intently, and I appreciate your comments. And I hear what you're saying. I totally agree. I mean, you're weaponizing these accusations against people you don't like, and that's why I have to tell you, I'm not an Al Franken fan by any stretch. But, you know, I get a kick out of the fact that it's not a kick. I guess I'm disgusted by the fact that there's six accusations that we don't hear a peep from Heidi Heitkamp or any of her Democratic colleagues. A seventh comes out, and in the middle of the Roy Moore fire, all of a sudden, seven is, okay, it's time for zero tolerance. Oh, zero? What about 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? What about the ones before that? It's political. So, you know.
It is.
Al Franken was really pushed out of the Senate seat that Minnesota voters put him there by without any lack of due process. All politics. Now, what they're trying to do is weaponize, you know, their outrage over Al Franken, supposedly, which they had only for the seventh accuser, not for the previous six, so they can say, now, Donald Trump, it's your turn. Roy Moore, it's your turn. And they're running around saying zero tolerance. Heidi Heitkamp saying zero tolerance about sexual predators and allegations is really rich when she's a senator, because she brought Bill Clinton to town to rally her across the finish line and reduce that deficit that she had in the polls against Rick Berg. So pretty fascinating. Good points, Brian. Thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls are welcome right here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, two for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, two for $5. Daily Express Subselects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, two for $4. And Santa, don't forget Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king-size ones, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king-size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents, too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear, too. And the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and two cookies. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A crisis in North Dakota in the healthcare community related to nurses and the shortage of nurses that are out there right now. And the University of Mary is helping in a big way. And if you are a nurse and you want to rise in your profession, we know this, earning an advanced degree is the ticket. National nursing organizations calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And the University of Mary makes that possible with a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what the University of Mary does. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Coming up at the bottom of next hour, we do have one guest on the program today. Julie Niedlinger is going to join us. She's written a book called Blue Like a River, Burning the Bridge Between Red and White at Standing Rock. We tried to get a copy of the book before the interview, and we're not able to get one. So I haven't read it, but I have heard that she has done a bang-up job of getting a lot of really good insights from people that were impacted by this, that were part of this. So looking forward to learning more about that. It's impossible to quantify the difference the Dakota Access Pipeline is ultimately going to make in the oil and gas industry. It's such an incredible bit of infrastructure for the state of North Dakota. I mean, costs are down. Wells are doing better. That's not necessarily anything related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, but wells doing better means more oil, and if you get them into a pipeline rather than a train or a truck, costs come down, and because of the pipeline, the differential has disappeared. It's huge. It's absolutely huge, and yet an environmental movement, eco-terrorists, doing everything in their power to take it out, and the abuse law enforcement took was incredible. So I'm going to focus in our conversation with what she has learned in the way of the insights of those folks, all that coming up on the program. Let me get to some text because I'm backed up something terrible, and I was on Friday as well. It's one of the reasons we went guest-free till the bottom of next hour here. To text us, it's as simple as 367-2054 to me, to Todd, 226-8503, to call us, local telephone number in North Dakota, anywhere you're at, 701-258-0550, 258-0550. 0550, just like 550 on your dial for the mothership of the What's on Your Mind radio network, KFIRE 550. Also 800-228-0550. It's snowing pretty good, south of Partial. I got the photos to prove it. Thank you. Fred is so true, referring to our caller last segment, Fred and Wing. Carry a weapon. Overload the legal system in Bismarck like the protesters did. Terrorists don't bother reading signs. Another text related to a comment earlier about Roy Moore. Those without sin cast the first stone. Why do things like the women accuse men of doing only bother them when a person is running for office? You know, that again is something that I scratched my head over in the Alabama case. The guy's been a chief justice, been on the ballot many times. The smacks of people wanting to get some political hay out of this. From someone who carries concealed every day and everywhere, carry concealed. Everywhere. If a situation presents itself where you actually need to use deadly force, I'd rather seek forgiveness for protecting my own life than die defenseless, says another. Much appreciated. Roy Moore situation. From a Minot listener. So if he did that to your daughter at 14 years of age, you would give Moore a big fat kiss. You're sad. Now, isn't that interesting? That someone could hear what I said and come up with that. I dare say that person has an inherent bias that no matter what I say, they're going to twist it into something that contorts to their liberal, Donald Trump-hating way of thinking. That might be the most offensive thing I've ever received in the way of a text. So congratulations, you have that accolade. But take off your Donald Trump-hating Minot glasses and back up the tape and say where I said. My question is, I'm not saying let Roy Moore do this. What does it matter? I'm not saying, we should look the other way. I'm saying, who do you believe? Who do you believe? And why, if this young girl at 14 dated Roy Moore, however it ended up happening, and was obviously harmed by it, why, when there is a high-profile race for the Senate, is that weapon now just used? Why not sooner? Why not in previous statewide races? And if others have made things up in this particular politically charged environment, wouldn't it be possible for somebody else to do it? Funny how the news over the top of the hour called the bomber a Brooklyn man with no mention of his name or origin. Yeah, they should add that, or it is fake news. You're right. New York, I immediately thought about you and your family. Thankful you weren't there. For once, this idiotic person hurt only himself and not lots of innocent people. The sheepdog protects the sheep from the wolf. I'm quite aware. That's why I use the analogy. That's why I love our law enforcement. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.